fact, there is no common perception even of climate change. There isn't within the United States, to take an obvious and kind of pathetic example, sadly, from terms of the political debate in America. And there isn't internationally, because as you know all too well from your work, the two largest countries on the planet Earth, Russia and Canada, are the prime beneficiaries of climate change. Mm. You don't exactly see them passing carbon taxes, you know, or rushing to do that. Because they're cold, frozen countries that, as their permafrost melts, their tundra turns into a breadbasket, and Russia can become the, you know, one of the world's largest food exporters, and Canada as well, in addition to all the oil that they have. I'm not exactly sure why Canada and Russia would be rushing to Bali or Kyoto or Copenhagen or Cancun or... Like, where's the next sunny resort where they're going to have a climate summit?
Qatar,
yeah. Not a resort, but sunny. Why would they be rushing there to sign up to some mandatory cap on emissions, right, when they can have it both ways? So I don't see how you're ever going to have, even with a leader, an actual consensus. Right? So I think, I mean, having a consensus matters more than having a leader. I don't think you can force consensus via so-called leadership when the underlying interests aren't aligned. And that's just one issue. Same is true of literally every other issue. I mean, why can't you get Russia and China to agree to an intervention in Syria or Darfur or Kosovo or any of the other times?
Right? But isn't that where power comes in? I mean, there was a time when it is possible to dictate the terms of international cooperation and dictate the terms of the rules of the game as well. So in a sense, in a more diffused world, it is getting more complicated to think where the future rules will come from, whether or not it's on climate change or otherwise.
Again, that is the way you phrase it, presumes there will be rules.
Indeed.
Right? That
indeed.
Presumes there will be global rules. Hmm. If you look at trade, which is the only real area of you know sort of notable global integration, you don't really have global security integration. You have a security council. That doesn't mean you have global security, right? But you have global trade. And part of the reason you have global trade is actually attributable to an international organization, the WTO. The WTO is easily the most successful international agency that's like ever existed, ever. I think that's probably an understatement. I mean, especially compared to the failures of others. The WTO, over between the GATT agreements in the early 20th century, up till you know the late Cold War, has reduced global tariffs on average, you know, by something like 80%+. No organization we've ever had could claim anything like that kind of track record.